Oh boy, Bebich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of folks are fired up about the Commanders preseason opener on Saturday. We're going to talk Howell. We're going to talk about the second half. That was a lot of fun, but I think we got to focus on the starters. We kind of broke down the offense there. I think we both agree Wentz was fine. He wasn't great, but I think he was fine. I thought the offensive line did a fine job, and they're kind of patchwork right now. They've got some different pieces in there than what we expect when we get 27 days from now. It's week one. Like, this thing's moving
Fred
now.
Fred Smoot days away.
That's right. I almost had to put a hoodie on to walk the dog this morning.
Of the South.
I think Wentz was fine. The Gibson fumble's obviously a problem, and frankly, I think the Brian Robinson – move is fairly obvious now. I think even if you just listen to Rivera's postgame comments taking a harsh tone compared to last year when he didn't. Last year he didn't have an option. This year he's got an option. Mm-hmm. But by far, my greatest concern, Brian, third down defense.
Yeah.
And I don't – God bless P.J. Walker and the guys that were making plays in the second half of that game. I'm not too concerned about that. When the starters were in the game, and it was really only one series. When the starters were in the game and Baker Mayfield was on the field, Chuba Hubbard was on the field for the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Like when their top players were out there, Washington could not get a stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you the play sheet. I just tweeted this out. If somebody wants to see this, it's at JB Finley NBCS. So we know Washington started with the three and out, right? I'm reading you the play sheet. Kickoff. Washington starts at their own 18 because of a bonehead decision by Alex Erickson. So, first play of the game, Gibson, no gain. Wentz, short completion occurred to Samuel. Wentz incomplete that pass to Amari Rodgers down the right hash. Dressway punts, 53-yarder. Okay, Cam Sims, nice play on specials to down the ball. Here we go. Baker Mayfield takes over. Hubbard off right tackle, 4 yards. Baker Mayfield scrambles for 3 yards. It's the first third down of the game, third and three.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield picks up 20 yards, first down. All right, another run, another little underneath to Giovanni Ricci from Baker. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Another one of these, B. Third and three. You know what happened?
What did he get?
Hubbard up the gut for 5 yards.
Yeah.
First down. So they're now moving. Well, this drive started at their own 23. They're now at midfield. All right, so they've already flipped field position.
Yep.
If nothing else, they've already flipped field position. If this is a real game, like, all of these things matter. Another short run, another short Mayfield pass. I'm sorry, this time Mayfield goes deep. Bobby McCain made a nice play to break up that deep ball.
He did.
I don't know. To Robbie Anderson.
That ball was caught. If Bobby doesn't come over, that's a touchdown.
Yeah. William Jackson III was in coverage. It looked like a touchdown. And then Bobby was able to make up a lot of ground and make a good play on that. That was the first down play. And you know what? When you have a first down in your opponent's territory, why not take a shot?
Yeah.
So then it's second down. Baker Mayfield, short pass to this kid Ricci again, 5-yard gain. So we have me, third and five from your own 34. This third and five from your own 34 is an incredibly important position on the field. If you can get a stop here, you force a 51-yard field goal attempt.
Yep.
The probability of making a 51-yarder on the road in a stadium like FedEx that has notorious weird wind patterns, probably maybe a coin flip, probably a little bit lower than that. If you can get a sack here or a tackle for loss, you might push them out of field goal position. You might force a punt.
Yep.
Who knows which way the wind's blowing? Third and five at your own 34, incredibly critical for a defense. Incredibly critical. You know what happened? Baker Mayfield, completion, 15-yard gain, first down Panthers.
3 for 3,
so
right?
So now, what's that?
Yeah, 3 for 3.
They're 3 for 3. Their first 3 third downs, they converted all of them. Now they get into the red zone. They're at the 19 now, and Baker kind of barfs on his sneakers. Like, he dropped a snap. He threw a terrible pass on third down. I think if Baker doesn't drop that snap on second down, I kind of think they were going to score the way they were moving the ball. And whatever, it's good they held them to a field goal, I guess. If you want to play the positivity train, huzzah, you held them to a field goal. Three third downs, three conversions. After the game, Ron Rivera said this. I thought this quote, much like the Gibson quote, I thought this was pretty telling from Ron. And I'll go back and read the downs and distances to you. This is Ron Rivera talking about the defense. You've got an opportunity on second and long when you're on defense. You've got to keep it second and long. Too many third and mediums to short. That was one of the things that Jack and I talked about, and we talked about it directly. It was obvious. You get to second and long or third and three, third and four. We can't do that. That's too hard. We've got to be better, and that's one of the things we talked about. I mean, to Ron's point, it was second and six, then it becomes third and three. It was second and nine, then it becomes third and three. It was second and ten, then it becomes third and five. And they're converting all these. Like, you cannot continue to just chalk this up and think that you're going to get your third down stops.
You can't, but you got to realize, on the other side, their offensive coach wasn't trying to go for the gusto because it was second and ten.
Right.
He was doing very minimal things to get himself 3, 4, or 5 yards in the next play to make it third and manageable. And I think that's the ultimate thing. We can say what we want about our defense, but they ran the quick, smart things just to get a few yards to change up the dynamics of third and long or third and short or third and medium. And I think, you know, yes, it's second and 10. You should be expecting a person to come out and say, okay, they're going to try to get 3, 4 yards out of that. If they get 3 or 4 yards, now it's manageable. But we were playing for them to try and go get the 10 yards. We normally go for the 10 yards. They wasn't going for the 10. Their offensive coordinator all day, he was a step ahead because, you know what? I got you thinking what I might do, but I'm just going to get some yards. And when it becomes third and three, third and four, I do whatever the hell I want to do on my playbook. That is what happened to them that day. So if he say he and Jack have been talking, well, you should be demanding a lot more from Jack then.
Lampil, let's grab that audio if we can. It's Ron's first comments after the game, so it shouldn't be hard to find. What do you hear here, B? So this is Ron Rivera. You've got an opportunity on second and long when you're on defense. You've got to keep it second and long. Too many third and mediums to short. That was one of the things that Jack and I talked about, and we talked about it directly.
Let's be a little bit more aggressive. What I hear is let's be a little more aggressive to where we can push the issue to make them have to, like, when you sit back, what they were doing, they were getting 3, 4 yards. And now it's
I just got a tweet from Bulls Skins. He says, if they're going to continue to play 10 yards off on third and four, nothing will change.
That's what I'm saying. So I've always felt like this. I watch us in third and 10, third and five, third and six playing 10 yards off. If I play a little bit closer and also put some pressure, the quarterback has to speed up and he has to damn near be perfect. But if I sit back and allow the receiver a free release off the ball, he runs up 5 yards, turn around, if the quarterback's smart, the ball's already in the air and it sticks to him. Now on second and 10, guess I got third and five. And if your guy comes up and misses the tackle, I may get 2, 3 more yards or I may end up go the distance on him. So you have to get aggressive in certain situations. That's how you stop people.
I mean, second and 10 is kind of a tee-off situation. And maybe you don't want to be teeing off in preseason. I get that. But much like Ron kept the starting offense in because he wanted to see them succeed. He wanted to have them build a little confidence. I very much don't think it was an accident that that third drive, the Commanders got it going, and it was – against backups and others on the Carolina side of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at it. I think it's fine. You got a new quarterback. You got a rookie wide receiver. You got another wide receiver that's never really played healthy for you. You got a rookie running back now. You got new offensive line pieces you're trying to figure out. I'm not mad whatsoever at them for keeping them in and trying to build up a little confidence, trying to build some good reps. Yeah.
That made me smile because it was like, listen, I saw – some of Ron Rivera that I knew from Philadelphia. I didn't see the guy I saw last year. Like, oh, we're going to go 10 plays, and they go 10 plays, and he pull them out. I saw the guy that said, no, I'm not happy with this. And you all going to make me happy before I take you out. Joe Jackson Gibbs would do the same thing also.
Well, and speaking of that Ron, of the hard-ass Ron, whatever we want to call him, right?
It's not hard-ass. It's just a coach doing what he's supposed to do. When your players don't do what you're expecting, don't let them think that they did what you expected. Make them go back out there. That'll change the mindset.
And let's think a little broader than keeping Wentz out there, right? Because I think it was the right decision. He fired a coach last week. Obviously, something happened, but that remains a big deal. And I find it telling that after the first preseason game, he's saying that he had a direct conversation with Jack Del Rio. We never heard stuff like that last year. This is the first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you like to see. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. Whatever you want to talk about from Saturday's game. If you liked Wentz, we got to talk Howell. I want to talk Howell when we come back here. If you like the rookies, what you think of Gibson, what you think of the running back situation. Lot to break down with this Commanders game. We're going to have Mike Jones join us at noon. We're going to have Sam 48 join us at 1 o'clock. I mean, you know this already. We're going all Commanders all day. We'll talk a little baseball because I know the Nats are making a big call-up that we'll be excited to watch. Speaking of that call-up, C.J. Abrams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kid's supposed to be here a long time, supposed to be a stud. Somebody, maybe we should call Rizzo. I don't know how we get a hold. Maybe Bees knows how to get a hold of C.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Abrams is going to need a house.
Yep.
And if you're going to need a house, there's only one dude in this city you should call. His name is John Leahy.
Well, he's looking for a fresh start, just like Gene was. He was retiring and wanted to get a fresh start in Carolinas. She enlisted the help of John and his Fine Living Group to get her Gettysburg, Maryland home sold. Since John already has a database of buyers in waiting, it was a little more than a hiccup when the original buyer couldn't get their financing approved. No need to panic. John's team just went to the database and had another buyer ready in less than 24 hours. The closing was in less than 3 weeks, and Gene was on her way to her next chapter. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John's strategic marketing and huge buyer demand is selling homes up to $70,000 over asking price. Just think of what you could do with an extra $70,000 in your pocket. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
$70,000, I could use that, B.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, man. You hear me and B. Mitch talk about Leahy, and sometimes it's just like we're throwing these numbers at you, and it's like, well, how can he do it? Here's how he does it. John Leahy has a deep bench of buyers in waiting, more than 10,000 buyers ready to buy your house. John and his team sell homes 5 times faster than other agents. Drive around your neighborhood. Drive around your friend's neighborhood right now. A year ago, 6 months ago, houses didn't last a day. They didn't last 48 hours. Now they're starting to sit. Now you need an expert. Now you need John Leahy. That's why I would call him if I was moving. 301-900-3042. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.